I mean, I was so happy and pumped for him. He really worked for that for a long time, and he really deserves that. He's a really huge part of our team, and the leadership he has and the way he plays, what he brings to the team, it's going to be really, really good for us.
Tim Stützle speaking after, was it Thursday's big win, Elsie? Steven Ellsworth, our resident hockey guru here on CFRA Live, joins us this morning. Good morning, Elsie.
Already forgotten the latest loss by your Leafs, I see.
Yeah, it was a tough one. But really, hard-fought game against Montreal to open the season, and then just completely looking like an entirely different team. But the Sens look good this week. I know it's been a big week. Maybe we'll start, we'll stay off the ice for a second and start with the big signing of Brady Tkachuk. I think you could hear the giant sigh of relief in Sens Nation or Sens Army or what have you when that announcement came this week. How big of a deal is this for you, and what does this contract mean moving forward?
So, being the hockey nut that I am, when I see contracts on Cap Friendly, which is a very handy-dandy tool for anyone that religiously follows hockey, all the big contracts, injured reserve updates, that kind of thing. When I see something pop up on Cap Friendly, I'm thinking, okay, this is legit. This isn't fake news. This is legit. And I saw the Brady Tkachuk contract pop up, and my reaction was, finally, they got it done. And when you look at the big picture, this is probably one of the biggest weeks in Sens history. As I mentioned last week with Pierre Dorion and how he was saying the worst is over. We're behind the worst of the rebuild. We're on the up and up now. I was very blunt. I said, until Brady Tkachuk signs that contract, you can't say that. And now I think it's safe to say that we're behind what happened in 2019, the COVID shortened season, the season with no fans. Now we start to get rocking and rolling here. One of Ottawa's core players, Andy, wants to be here for the long haul. He wants to be a part of this journey, and that's pretty big. Like, look at what the Toronto Blue Jays did when they got George Springer last offseason.
Right.
And to put this into perspective, George Springer was in Houston on a World Series contender. He could have easily stayed there, and the Yankees were actually, according to services, because, you know, the New York Yankees are in on pretty much every big-name free agent that's out there.
I could have an anti-Yankees podcast, but go on, yeah.
Yeah. The Jays stole him from the Astros and stole him from the Yankees because of these fun and exciting young players, this youth movement that they had going on for them. A lot of people are just like, hey, I like what they're doing. I want to get behind that. I want to play for that team. And George Springer did that. In order for the Ottawa Senators to start adding pieces, to start winning moving forward, they need the current core pieces of the team to commit long term. The first was Thomas Chabot. They got him signed. No problem. Done deal. It was a little bit harder with the Tkachuk camp, but they were able to make something happen. A 7-year deal. $8.2 million, so it wasn't like he took a hometown discount. He's getting a pretty big sum of money, and you could see him on opening night shaking so many hands in the stands of supportive fans, just thanking the fans for their support. You could see him during the first period TV timeout things that pop up, and during one of those, you could see him on the Jumbotron, and you could see the gleaming smile on his face. You could tell he was happy to be there. This looks like a guy that's ready to win long-term, and that is huge for the Sens. Whatever they do from here on out is obviously going to mean something, but none of that happens without this contract, and I'm super happy as a Sens fan, as I'm sure a lot of people are, that this was that this was realized. They locked up Brady Tkachuk. He's here for another 7 years. Great times. And you've seen how this team just rallies in front of the city. Like, there's such a big focal point in the community. And you've seen all of those playoff runs in the early 2000s, the mid-2000s, when they had that pizza line, when they made that run in 2017, the pesky Sens run in 2013, the Hamburglar run in 2015. When it's playoff hockey and this city gets behind this playoff fever, it's amazing to see. And everyone thrives when the Sens do well. So hopefully this is a sign of things to come. It's a great milestone for the Sens.
And just quickly, in terms of opening play here, I've heard a couple of players say they feel this team is a young team, but it's more mature, and that, you know, it might surprise some people this year on how well it does. Have you seen any indication of that so far? Do you think this team is better than what it looks like?
Well, just looking at some of the impressive performances in training camp, you look at Alex Formanton. He put up 4 goals and 6 points. One of the youngest players on this team hasn't really made his mark at the NHL level yet. You look at Berantrum, he posted 3 assists with 9 shots, kind of waiting for his big break consistently. As we mentioned last week, Shane Pinto, 2 goals, 4 points, 12 shots. He was arguably the best Sens forward in the preseason. Drake Batherson had a good preseason. So did Josh Norris, picking up where he left off last year. I don't think they're going to be a playoff team, as I said last week, but I definitely think you're going to continue to see more improvements, and you're going to see the Sens continue to take more steps forward. It's going to be another year of progress, and it has to be in order for them to someday make the playoffs and become regular playoff contenders.
Yeah, and I know many Sens fans looking to that next step forward. We'll leave it there, but Stephen Ellsworth, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
It's Stephen Ellsworth, just bringing us up to speed on the current Sens situation and the season kicking off this week.